shipping. Okay. Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Courage is the virtue we need. Why is this television show, Big Mouth, going to go on tonight on Netflix that features full anatomically correct groin area of a 10-year-old girl? And we're not talking about a flash. I'm talking about a 30-second long conversation. 10-year-old, 8-year-olds, dude. Because men have failed. I'm in that number. We're cowards. Fulton Sheen called it back in 1973. I guess the cowardly men didn't reform. I'll do it again today and repeat Fulton Sheen. This is why when people wonder, Mitter Church, how is this happening around us? This is a 10-year-old child's private parts. Netflix is going to make money off of it. Perverts are going to watch it tonight. Souls are going to fall into hell like snowflakes. Because men, fathers, dads, neighbors, uncles have become cowards. We won't defend our faith. We won't defend our families. And we won't defend the damn truth. That's the truth. So you don't take it from me. You won't believe me. I can't rally anyone to the ramparts to do anything these days. Maybe Fulton Sheen can. Goodness, patriotism, honesty, and loyalty are losing their battles not by conflict, but by default, Fulton Sheen wrote. Those who are called to be defenders of what is right are not wounded in the battle. They flee. Is that you? Oh, no, that's right. You heard me getting ready to read this, and you ran to Breitbart and Eddie and the Breakfast Flakes, right, didn't you? Or to ESPN News so you could pick your fantasy team. You know somebody that's doing that? Like Mitter Simpson told me yesterday, you know, Mike, when the truth was preached by the truth preacher the truth, they didn't listen to him either. We're trying to do it in the modern era. We delude ourselves in believing people are going to listen. Well, they're going to come. Maybe they won't come. Maybe the cavalry isn't coming. Maybe this is all there is. By the way, 844-527-8723, our call-in line telephone number, and you can join the chat room at MikeChurch.com. Just click the Mike Church Show live chat. Courage has always been, in the past, the attribute of those who have faith. Now the moral leaders become defenders only of the feeble. They are afraid to speak on vital truth to their troops. And again, I said this last hour, I'll say it again. What troops? We don't have any troops. Who wants to sign up for the 101st modesty? Battalion. Modesty, feminine modesty. Protection Battalion. Anyone? Any recruits? Bueller. They are afraid to speak on vital truth to their troops, fearful that they may incite a revolt or be unloved. Exactly, Bishop. The result is, quote, every man does what is right in his own eyes. That's right, close quote. That's right, every man's his own pope, his own bishop, writes his own magisterium, writes his own teaching, makes his own rules, etc., etc. Most of them to win fantasy football leagues. Actually, the troops are yearning for strong leaders who will challenge them and sound trumpets with clear notes. Do we have trumpets? We do have trumpets somewhere. Oh, that's a bugle you used to play. But seeing the shepherds uncertain and afraid of wolves, the sheep scatter.
The horses are approaching the post.
We don't have men like that anymore. Why are leaders in a nation, in education, in religion, I'm going to add in broadcasting, bunch of cowards I am surrounded by. Maybe I'm a coward, too. I have been a coward. I try not to be anymore. Why are leaders in a nation, in broadcasting, in education, in religion, afraid to speak out with courage? Question mark. partly because they are not themselves practicing what they ask others to do, partly because they are afraid of being unloved, or because running counter to the moods of the time, and partly because they do not rely on divine strength to aid them in their defense of what is just and what is right. When Peter and John were arrested and brought before judges for preaching Christianity, the judges were struck by first their boldness, and secondly, by the fact that they were unlearned. Their strong convictions came not from academic degrees, but from their being filled with the Spirit of God. When David's commander, Joab, quote, saw the battle was against him in front and rear, close quote, he and his brother, Abishai, pledged mutual support, shored up their moral courage, and left the final decision in the hands of God. Quote, if the Arameans are too strong for me, then you shall help me, Joab said. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage, and let us fight bravely for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what seems good to him. Close quote. In other words, I'm going to go ahead and fight this battle, even though I'm probably going to lose. But I'm just going to, you know, kind of like, rely that God is going to protect me. So, when you wade into the workplace and they're all yucking it up and talking about the 10-year-old cervix that they saw or vagina that they saw on Netflix over the weekend, you know, because a bunch of millennial losers are going to hang around water coolers on Monday, do nothing, but they're going to talk about that. Interjected said, you actually watched that child pornography? What are you, a pederast? Don't you call me that. Well, you are. Gentlemen, who's with me? So far today, this week, here's who has told me that they're with me this week.
0.0.
Not a one of you. I'm talking about on the telephone line, which is sitting there with the Maytag repairman staring at it going like, please, please ring so he'll shut up. Please, please! In the area of religion, the secret of courage is, quote, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, close quote, right? Responsibilities are no longer burdensome if one realizes that the divine works in us. Want of courage is want of faith. If a bishop, for example, is afraid to tell a minister in the sanctuary not to appear in patched overalls and leather jacket, it is because he is less in awesome concern for the glory of God than he is in dread of the cutting rejoinder of the hippie. So, if from the pulpit your pastor of your church won't say, gentlemen, no names, please do not stand in front of the Blessed Sacrament in a pair of Jimmy Buffett cargo short pants, Crocs, and a t-shirt ever again. Imagine somebody asked me, what is your hang-up about dress in mass? You're standing in front of God, you imbecile. What do you mean, what is my hang-up? What do you think his hang-up is going to be when he goes, really, dude? You couldn't dust that suit off? You couldn't dust that shirt and tie off and look respectable and dignified before me who created you? Really? That's the best you got? Cargo short pants and sandals? Flip-flops, dude. Eight-year-olds. No wonder we have porn being peddled to our millennial males who are going to consume it and then do what you do after you consume porn. Not even making the connection. That's child's private parts you just yucked it up about. Oh, but go ahead and watch Big Mouth tonight on Netflix. Where are the men? All of this is men's fault. Every single piece of it. Ladies, you're absolved All back to Bishop Fulton Sheen. 14 July 1973, the courage is the virtue we need. All the fears of life are expelled by a great love, and love is the only thing that can successfully cope with them. On the contrary, the fear of evil is essentially an unbelieving thing. All weakening anxieties have their roots in practical unbelief. The tragedy and the loss of courage and boldness on the part of leaders is the latent courage in the young and their readiness to follow those who have a high ideal. The so-called generation gap does not exist. It is a spirit gap. The distance between the leaders who are not on fire with the ideals and the followers who are unlighted torches waiting for the flame. In other words, you got a bunch of lukewarm losers who don't really believe the faith and aren't willing to publicly live it. Know what I say? Aren't willing. They know what it is. They know what they're supposed to do. You're born with an intellect. God informs it. The truth informs it. Goodness, truth, and beauty informs it. Your senses can be used to take in good. Instead, fully nude crotch shots of 10-year-olds. Mr. Church, why do you keep saying, I'm trying to make the point. This is going to happen tonight. Tears ought to be flowing out of people's eye sockets. How many millions of subscribers does Netflix have? Somebody look that number up. I thought I saw 70 million or something to that effect. That's a market of 70 million consumers of child pornography, of children, 10-year-old boys masturbating, being accompanied by what looks like a demon who is instructing them on how to do it. 70 million potential viewers of prepubescent children being told by their parents it's okay to touch each other's private parts, and it's even okay to kiss them. Nobody has a problem with this. It's just absolutely... Mammon's victory is bigger than even I thought it was. Finishing up with Fulton Sheen. The so-called generation gap does not exist. It is a spirit gap. The distance between the leaders who are not on fire with the ideals and the followers who are unlighted torches waiting for the flame. The younger is quick to pick up. The younger is quick to pick out phonies as they are anxious to be inspired by those who are unafraid of being unpopular once truth is at stake. Our democratic process sometimes makes for weakness than strength. A candidate for office keeps his finger on the pulse of the electorate. He finds out by survey what they want and then promises to give it to them. Generally at the expense of the public treasury. We ought to call this what it is. Theft. That's me saying that, not Sheen. His campaign is directed to the desires of the people, but never to their needs. Boy, howdy, what a brilliant man Sheen was. Good Lord. Venerable Fulton Sheen. I'll listen to what you want. I'll try and give it to you, but I refuse to vend to you what you need. You know, it's what we try to do here on the Crusade Channel. As a matter of fact.
You know what they did to Sheen?
What did they?
They put that boom around him. That oil boom to contain the Sheen.
Oh. Because he was shining too brightly. By the by, I have a little tidbit of news for you. I'll share with you in a moment about Dr. Way Casey. Stand by for news from Healthcare-onomics. His campaign is directed to the desires of the people, but never to their needs. Well, it's just brilliant. Spot on. The result is the electorate is rarely offered a chance to vote for a real leader. It is worth recalling that the majority vote about the Israelites going into the Promised Land was 10-2. Only Caleb and Joshua favored it. The masses would have killed the two of them if Moses had not interceded. Don't ever forget that. When it came crunch time, what did Peter and the rest of the cowardly apostles at that time do? All save for the disciple whom Jesus loved. They ran. Like your cowardly friend, neighbor, brother, sister. More concerned with fantasy football than with the future. More concerned with fantasy football and barbecue than with the souls, children, and grandchildren.